Good morning, Tyler. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Oh, my God. What you are doing on this show is just, it's so everyday life now, not only in this country, but around the world. And so to have the great food truck race, David versus Goliath, dude, this is water cooler conversation right here.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm so excited about this season. So this is our 16th season. We've been shooting the show for 14 years. Which is just wild, and it gets better every single year. So we had had this sort of like fantasy season that we'd always talked about, like, because the show has, you know, so I think since like season two, been about the goal of getting a food truck, right? Mm-hmm. So that, and it's kind of like this like rock and roll food Shark Tank kind of thing, because we give away $50,000. And so it's like the starter seed money for a restaurant brand and a company that, earns it. And so we said, okay, what if we put them up against professional food truck teams? Do you think they would compete? And so our first thought is these trucks are going to get slaughtered by professional teams that just kind of know what they're doing. But then the crazy thing about it, it starts to level out pretty quick, yeah. Which is wild. So it's an amazing competition. It's so much fun, super family friendly programming. Everybody's going to find a truck they love. And so this Sunday, Father's Day, you got to check it out. It's 8/7 Central on Food Network, also on Discovery Plus, and also streaming on HBO Max.
Well, I'll tell you what, the up and comers are going to be the chance takers. My eye is on them because they're going to put spices in there that the pros, because I think sometimes the pros are so corporate that they know what they want. But they're up against people who go, no, I want to take you down. It's just exactly what you said, David versus Goliath. They're going to bring the stone. Yeah.
So a lot of the food trucks that are really, really good at doing what they do, they're inflexible. And I think sometimes being in a food truck, especially with the challenges that we throw at the trucks, sometimes that inflexibility, kind of what mm-hmm. they do for a living professionally, kind of starts to show a little bit, where a lot of the rookie teams, they feel like they've got nothing to lose. And so they're just like, they can adapt quickly. And I think that's probably, what it takes to be successful, not just professional, but a successful food truck out there in the streets, specifically in the, shark infested waters of Los Angeles, California, where there's food trucks everywhere. And so it's nice to kind of see that. But like I said, once you get a couple episodes into it, the rookie teams, they pick it up quick.
You talked about it being in Los Angeles, but the competitors are from all over the country, correct?
All over the country. Brooklyn, Hawaii, Miami. Chicago. We've got folks from everywhere.
Wow.
Atlanta.
See? Yeah. That's neat. Now when you start bringing in regional truck food, oh, man, now the competition is on.
It's on. And, the team from Hawaii were spectacular. The team from Miami, Depot de Sepa, they were so much fun. And so you get these different like genres of cooking, and you've got this like, slice of American pie. There's something for everybody, which is so much fun. And so wild to watch. You're going to pick up, if you love competition, this is your show. If you own your own business, or if you're in business, you're going to relate with all these teams because they're making like, big decisions every episode. Like, how are they going to spend their money? Where do they park? And so I think a lot of people will relate with that. And if you love food and cooking, you're going to watch so much spectacular cuisine from all over the country, all different kind of walks of life. And you're going to pick up so many great tips.
How important is it to bring your marketing game with you as well? Because I know that here in Charlotte, when it comes to the food trucks, they've got to market the hell out of themselves.
They really do, for sure. And I think, having a strong social media game in mm-hmm. the food truck space is really big. So I think people need to know how to create really good short form digital content on their cell phones, because basically it's free to be able to kind of produce that and create energy in an audience. So you have to, know how to capture the moment of what's in front of you. So if you're, in the middle of a busy service, you want to capture the energy of a good line. So if you're at a carnival or a festival, that shows that you're popular and people love what you're doing. And then people love a good cheese stretch, right? So like if you're kind of pulling that big, grilled cheese sandwich off the griddle, and you can do that big, huge stretch in front of people, they just love it. So I think those are the things that become really successful. So I think above everything, the social media, either on TikTok or Instagram with Reels, or Facebook, connecting with an audience digitally, and to let them know, to let them know where you're going to be, because that's a big thing. I was like, okay, that's really, that looks delicious. How can I get it? So I think communicating with, you know, where you're going to be every turn of it is really important.
And look who you've got for judges. I mean, they play such a major role on the show. I mean, I've been with Chef Jed. Oh, my God. He's a chance taker in the way that he likes things that are just really weird and wacky.
He's great. He's so much fun. I love Jed. He's such a good friend of mine, especially, you know, in L.A. So we're kind of in his backyard the whole time. And he's got so much insight because he started his entire career on a food truck. So he's got so much insight on all this stuff. It was a pleasure working with him.
So now, what are you personally learning from all of this? Because, I mean, somewhere along the line, you've got to put out a cookbook because you're getting really up close and personal with every one of these people.
Well, I've written 17 cookbooks. So we've got, we got so much fun stuff out there. Yeah, for sure. And so as a matter of fact, my 17th cookbook comes out next spring called American Grill, which is really exciting. So I have three restaurants in San Francisco and about to be five. We're growing pretty quickly here. And we love what we do. And so, you know, I went to culinary school, you know, I've also have a business degree. So we have really kind of great, like deep, level of experience inside the restaurant industry. And we just love what we're doing. So like with the television stuff, which most people was kind of where they know me. If you happen to be in the Bay Area, we'd love to feed you, because I think that's where the rubber meets the road and you get a chance to check out our food.
Well, listeners need to understand that your show is also a place of where you go and you take a writing instrument and paper, because you learn a lot about every business.
Yeah, for sure. And I went to Johnson & Wales University, which is in Charlotte, by the way.
Which is in Charlotte. Yeah, that's where I am. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
So funny. I love it. Well, dude, you got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
All right, buddy. Listen, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, buddy.
You be brilliant today, okay?
Awesome. You too, man. Thanks.